Okay, we are on Daf Yud Zayin Amun Aleph at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Yesh Neder Besoch Neder Ve'in Shua Besoch Shua. So there's such a concept of a Neder. Besoch literally means Neder within a Neder, and there's no such concept of a Shua Besoch Shua. Just take a look at the Mefarish Yesh Neder Besoch Neder. The Neder Chal Achar Neder. So one way to explain it is that there's a neder that can, you know, can come into place even after a neder is already there. Look at the Ran. Each neder besoch neder, etc. No, let's finish the mission first, and then we'll read it. Let me look at the Ran. So the mission says ketzav. So what's the case? What does that mean? That there is neder besoch neder, but there is no shvua besoch shvua. So ketzav amar hareni nazir im ochel, hareni nazir im ochel ve'achal chayv alkal achas va'achas. So a person says, I will be a nazir if I eat, you know, some item, or if I eat at all. If I eat today, I'm going to become a nazir. And then he says again, same thing. I'll be a nazir if I eat. So he says the same thing twice. And then he ate. So what happens? So chayv alkal achas va'achas. Presumably he has to become a nazir two times. So to see what does that mean? Alkal achas va'achas. However, shavua shalo ochel, shavua shalo ochel. What if he said, what if he takes a shavua not to eat? Right. The nazir is that the eating is the activation of the naziris. Right. Here the shavua is on me. Right. Not to eat. Take a shavua not to eat, and then again a shavua not to eat. Ve'achal, and then he eats. Einu chayv ela achas. So he's only chayv for one shvua. Why ein shvua chal al shvua? There's no shvua besoch shvua. I already took a shvua. It was the same shvua twice. That can't happen, right? But the same nether twice, we're saying, is allowed to happen. So now look at the Mefarish, right? Look in the Ran. The Ran says on the left side, I didn't call him Rashi. Says the Ran on the left side, where the first wide line, Mefarish begamara the ime ochel lav dafka. The Gemara doesn't explain, doesn't have to be that he actually ate something, right? The huadin, namim amar harini nazir. I mean, it doesn't have to be that he says, or that he makes about eating. It could just be he declares himself a nazir twice, right? In both cases, the chayav akal achas va'achas. Ela adi di tana gabi shua, shalom ochel tani nami gabi nazir im ochel. I mean, why do you use the example of if I eat? Because that was the example by Shua, so they made the same example. We see this all the time. It makes it easier to remember, to memorize the mission that way. So they make the cases the same. V'chayv akol achas v'achas, and your chayv for each one, darminan, lomar the chayv lin hog nizirus al kol kabbalah v'kabbalah. So what does it mean, your chayv twice? It means they're going to have to keep two sets of nizirus, right? V'chi amma harini nazir, the chayv shtei nizirus, Umonish shloshim yom. So what do you do? You count 30 days. Umevi korban vechozer monim shloshim yom. Umevi korban. So you'd have to be a nazir for 60 days. Is what you'd have to do. Right? You're keeping the zeros for 30 days. You bring the korban and then you start again, and become a nazir again.
You specifically have to do one right after the other.
Presumably, right? Presumably, right? No, like give me like a day off. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, no, not a day off, but a cycle off.
Right. Right. So presume, and the answer is no. According to the Ran, which presumably is because you have activated the Naziris. The Naziris is actually already activated. That's the whole point. Right? The reason this is going to be like the crux of the conversation. Like when I declare myself Hareni Nazir after I've already declared Hareni Nazir, I'm already a Nazir now. So I declare Hareni Nazir again. So what happens? So I can't become a Nazir double. I'm not a double Nazir. I'm already a Nazir. So what it must mean is that My second Naziris is now already activated, but I can't activate it now. I'm a Nazir anyway. It makes no difference. So LMI, the moment I'm no longer a Nazir, boom, I become a Nazir again. So we'll have to see how that works.
But he has to bring a korban as if he ends his term and starts his next term, like instead of going straight for 60 days.
It doesn't go for 60 days. He finishes the first one and starts the next one immediately. So we're going to have to see how is it exactly.
Multiple
korbanos. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I believe the Ran says he brings his korban.
He brings whatever he's got to do. For the first years, he finishes, and then he starts again right away, right? So keep going on the Ran. Hai gavna neder besoch neder. I mean, why is that called? This is exactly the question you guys are asking, sort of. Why is it called neder besoch neder? Lefi shaneziris shnia hi chala besoch zman harishona. What's the language of besoch? Like, why is that neder inside another neder? So the answer is, because the second neder was chal during the time that I was already nudged the first time. I just can't count it until I count the first one. Dim isa de lo chayla b'shas nidro. I mean, because maybe you'll say, well, it wasn't chal. I'm already a nazir. Right, so if you say that it wasn't chal during the time of your original neder, heich tachu la'achar mikans, then how's the chal after? I said it then, on day one of my first naziris. And I made it, already nazir. Good, now you're nazir. And he said it again, same day, already nazir. Well, so you can tell me, oh, it's not chal, because I'm already nazir. Fine, so then nothing should happen. If it's not chal, it's not chal. Right, so if it's not chal, so then it's nothing to talk about after I'm done. If it is chal, so how does it work? Right? So, it wasn't chal during your first nazir, so how was the chal later? I didn't take a nether afterwards. Right? If it's not chal now, it's not chal ever. So rather, what's the truth? Truth is that even though I'm currently a nazir, the new nazir is still chal. Right? That's why it's called besoch nether, because I have another nether that is chal. Actually, I'm already in the thick of the other nether, and I just delay the activation until later. But it's already chal. Fine. But then look at the next case, says the Ran. Shavua shelo ochel, shavua shelo ochel, eino chayv ela achas. Klomar, b'shavuos lo mishkachas, trei chiyuve. Right? When it comes to, even though by nazir, or by neder, nazir in this case is just an example of a neder, right? So even though when it came to neder, we could have neder b'soch neder, when it comes to Shua, we don't have such an idea. Excuse me, we have two chiyuvim, right, at the same time. Lo lilkos shtayim b'achilachas, right? Not even just to get like malchus twice. So one achim, we're not going to do that. Mikavin sha'amar shavua shlo ochel kikar zeh. And since because I took a shavua that I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, havalei mushbava omid. I've already taken the shavua. It's already finished. I'm done already. Right? Vesu lo chayla alei shavua shniya. Right? And there's not going to be a second shavua while I already have an isser on me. And I'm not allowed to eat this thing, right? Again, the Israel's on me, not on the bread, right? So I said I'm not going to eat, a piece of rye bread, whatever, right? So that's already on me. So I said, and now another shavua, I'm not going to eat a piece of rye bread. You already said that. Right? You're already forbidden. So there's nothing to talk about, right? V'lo limnos shtayim gamkin, and you also can't like count two of them. The mishkachas is no such. It doesn't make sense. Right, Masha Ein came b'Naziros, the Nihi the Ein Alokas Shtayim, which is different b'Naziros, because even b'Naziros, even though I can't get Malkus twice, al Achila Achas for one eating, Mikomaka Mishkachas Ba Trei Chiyuvei B'Shekafal Nidro Beis Pa'amim Dehainu Limnos Shtayim Masha Ein came b'Shuas. Right, so you're allowed to have back to back Naziros rather than, but you can't have, but you're not going to have two Shavuos at the same time. Fine. This doesn't necessarily explain why. Per se, right? It just explains the structure of it, right? Fine. Okay. So now let's go to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Funa. Lo shanu ela da amar hareni nazir hayob hareni nazir lemachar. Okay, so the Rafuna says a very important thing. He says this is not when, or this whole thing only works, nazir neder besoch neder, when I say hareni nazir hayob. And then I say in Harini Nazir Lamachar. Right? So when I presumably said these two things in the same day. Right? Why is that? Continues the Gemara. Dimigu the Kamitosaf Yoma Yesira Chayla Naziris Al Naziris. Because since I added a day, right, so now I can have a Naziris Chal on a Naziris. This like double up Naziris. Ava Amar Harini Nazir Hayom. Harini Nazir Hayom Ein Chal Naziris Al Naziris. So it's only because I added a day here. Look, actually, skip down in the Ran, all the way down to like 8 or 9 lines in the bottom, middle of the page, middle of the paragraph. It says Demigu Demitosif Yoma Yisera. You see that? Klomar Dikashamar Hareni Nazir Lamachar. Right, when you add and you say I'm a Nazir tomorrow, Yesh B'Mashmaus Devarav Sheyimne B'Yom Macharas Ve'Elach. Right, the implication is, I'm not counting from today also. I'm counting from tomorrow, right? And going forward, right? Ve'elech lamed yom. So if that's true, if I'm a nazir today, and then I make a statement, and I'm a nazir tomorrow, so what's going to happen? By the time my 30 days are up, what will happen? There's still another day left in the second Naziris, right? Nimsha Shinischaiv Machmas Neder Sheni Yom Echad Mose Musaf on Naziris Rishona. Right, so what you've done is you've said, I know there's 30 days of Naziris that I'm in right now, but I want to add tomorrow another set of 30 days. And what that means is the Naziris will actually extend for one extra day. Right? V'kevin the Kaimalan, the Mesechus Nazir, the Omar Harini Nazir Yom Zeh Bilvad Mona Shloshim. Right, the Gemara there says if I say I have a Nazir for one today, right, only today, right, what happens? There's no such thing. You can't make a Naziris for one day. Stop any Naziris, not even stop Naziris, even if you declare it for one day. Naziris is always 30 days, right? Monim Shloshim Shloshim. Afzeh Kevin Dinischaiv Machmas Nidro Shani Limnos Yom Echad Musaf al Naziris Rishonah. So then this person who, by taking the second Neder, which was for the next day, adds only one day to the Naziris, Ar Kocha Mon Lamed. What happens? Doesn't add. He's not going to add one day. He's going to add 30 days, right? Fine. So that's how Rav Huna understands what's happening here. So he says, because of that, it's only true when I say Harini Nazir Hayom and Harini Nazir Lamacha. But if I say I read Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, I haven't added anything. And since I haven't added anything, so then in that case, it's not going to work.
So wouldn't that apply, though, if anywhere during his 30-day period he said Harini Nazir Hayom, then because he's taking another vow within...
Presumably... That would be true. I think you're right. According to this explanation, it wouldn't. Yeah, it wouldn't. Meaning, it would. According to what you're saying, Arnon, I think what you're saying is like this: the language is lavdafka. It's more about the timing. It's the time. Meaning, it's that if I'm on the same day and I say Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Yom, so that doesn't work because we're both day one.
Right.
If I say Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Lamacha, that works. Or Harini Nazir Yom today, Harini Nazir Yom. Any day of
the Naziris,
I'm gonna add on. Yeah. Presumably, yes. That would seem to make sense based on what you just said. Yeah, I think that should make, based on the explanation that Ron gave, that should make sense. It's because I added a day, right? So that should work. Good. So that's what Rav Huna says. So now take a look back in the Gemara for a second. Ushmul Amar, see where I am. Ushmul Amar, five lines down in the Gemara. Ushmul Amar Afilo Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom. Chal Naziris Aleha. And Shmuel says, no, it doesn't have to be, I said today and tomorrow. Even saying today twice, that works. Okay, now go back to the Ran where we were, because he had a line, the next word in the Ran was Ushmuel. He says, it's right above where it says, the Rav Huna Adatani, right above that where it's bolded, at least in mine. Ushmuel Amar Afilu Haredi Nazir Hayom, Haredi Nazir Hayom, Naziris Chal on Naziris, Demash Malay Dimi Nazir Lahazir Nafgalan. We're going to see that. We learn it out from the phrase Nazir Lahazir, which is the first phrase we talked about ever in this Mesachta. Benafgalan, or we said Lindor Neder, I guess, right? And also Nazir Lahazir. So, Debechi Hagavna Mona Shte Naziros. So Shmuel says, forget the adding an extra day thing. It's not about the adding an extra day. There's a Gzir Zakazov, right? You have a Drasha there. That Nazir Lahazir means you could actually add one Naziris can be Chal and another Naziris, in which case that works. And you ask me, so how does that extend to all Neder? So it may or may not, but it at least is the example where you have Neder B'Soch, because Nazir is a type of Neder, so you have Neder B'Soch Neder. Like if you have a Pasuk here, which is going to teach this to me, so you could say it's only going to teach you by Nazir, it won't teach you by Neder, we'll have to see. But at the very least, I have an example of Neder B'Soch Neder. I still don't have an example of Shvua B'Toch Shvua. So fine. Okay. Fine, so that's Machlokas Rav Huna and Shmuel. Right? Whether this idea of Neder B'Soch Neder, specifically when it comes to the case of Nazir at least, is that only according to Rav Huna, Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir L'Machar, because I'm adding an extra day? Or Shmuel says, no, Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Yom also works, because you can have a double Naziris. Fine. Okay. So says the Gemara with Rav Huna, Adatana in Shvua B'Soch Shvua. So, Rav Huna, if you said, according to your approach here, right, the Mishnah said, there's no such thing as a Shvua B'Soch Shvua. So, listening, what it should say, Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder, Ve'ein Neder B'Soch Neder. I mean, according to you, Rav Huna, there are some examples of Neder B'Soch Neder that don't work, right? So, then it should say, there are some Neder, sometimes there's Neder B'Soch Neder, and sometimes there's no Neder B'Soch Neder, right? And what's the example? Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, Lamachar, Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, Ein Neder B'Soch Neder, Right? So wait a second, Rav Huna. If you're making these distinctions, so why don't we, then the Mishnah itself should state it. Right? You declared, the Mishnah declared Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder, and then gave an example, but that example, according to Rav Huna, is very limited. Right? And if it's very limited, they shouldn't give this blanket statement. They should have been more specific and made the distinctions. So if that's true, and they didn't do that, right? So it would seem that Rav Huna is wrong. So just take a look in the Ran. Rav Huna Adatani Ein Shua B'Soch Shua. Listen, Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder V'Ein Neder B'Soch Neder. So the Ran points out V'Im Tomer L'Shmuel Nami Minicha. Meaning even according to Shmuel, right, who says you can say Neder? There is. You can be already Nezir Yom, already Nezir Yom. Works also. You could also ask the question: Halididei Nami Havale Liflog L'Misne Ein Neder B'Soch Neder. They should also say there's certain cases of neder b'soch neder that don't work. Umishkachas la be'omer konam alai kikarzeh, konam alai kikarzeh, she'eno chayiv ela achas. Meaning, even the point being that even Shmuel is going to agree, not every case of neder b'soch neder is going to work. Right? So if I take a neder not to eat, right, this bread, piece of bread is usher to me, and you do that, you say that twice, that's still not going to work. Right? Again, our only example so far is the Nazir Lahazir, that some reason's working. There are cases for Shmuel we also don't have. Neder b'soch neder, right? Adhab masnisen lotanan yesh neder b'soch neder elim nos shtayim kidiparishas v'kevan shekain l'shmuel gufe matzah liflog b'neder gufe. So you can ask the same question on Shmuel. So like what, so what's going on here? So v'yishlom radichi makshi l'rafuna lisne yesh neder b'soch neder v'ei neder b'soch neder lo makshi lo mar adamathlik b'neder l'shvua Liflog b'neder gufe kider kol liflog v'lisne b'didei shabashas. The point being at this point, I think, is what he means is that when they ask the question of Rav Huna, you should say neder b'soch neder and ain neder b'soch neder. They're not asking to say once you're making a distinction by neder and shvuah, so make a neder by make a distinction by neder, right? Like it typically does in the shas. The hachi makshin and the shmuel nami. If that was true, you're right. Then the question would be on Shmuel also. They're not asking that question. That's not a question. The Tana Achomer Benedar Mishuos Kai. Right. So Mishumachi by the Misne Chumra Deika Beneder Mishuos in Neder Besoch Neder. Hekalo Shayach Lak Shuye Liflog Velisne Bididei. Elahachi Makshin. So what's the real question? So the point is, you're right. That question you could ask about everybody. But what's the real question? You see where I am? I flipped over the page. So, elahachi makshin l'Rav Huna, hechi pasak tana v'tana yesh neder b'soch neder, demashim b'chol inyan, right? Havle l'fushe milsei, right? Ki hechi delo nit'e bei, right? You make this blanket statement. It sounds like there's no distinctions, right? And you shouldn't do that because now people can make mistakes, right? Ubasar hachi lisnei ma'i dechamer. Then say, find what's more chamor. But to say a blanket statement that everything is, a certain way, yesh neder b'soch neder, when it's not really true, it's not always true. So that makes me nervous, right? Ubas rach lizni ma'chamir ki ha'gavra neder mishua etc. V'hal milsa kashal of Rav Huna, and this is specifically a kashal of Rav Huna. Why? Aval hashmua lo kash klal to halididei benizirus b'chol inyan yesh neder b'soch neder. Meaning the reason by Shmuel. It's not as much of a question because at least within Shmuel, there is a general blanket statement by all of the Naziris. So that bothers the Gemara less. Fine. But we don't have to get into this per se. But I just wanted you to see this because you could ask the same question on Shmuel. So, and the Ran is motive to that. Fine. But just in terms of the Gemara's question, right? So what was the Gemara's kash and Rav Huna? So Gemara's kash and Rav Huna is, I don't understand. According to this point that there's like distinctions even within Nazir. So like this whole, blanket statement, it really doesn't make sense. Right, so what must be true? The Gemara wants to say it must be true that Shmuel is right, right, and that really, it's Haredi Nazir Yom, Haredi Nazir Yom. Even that's going to be a case of Neder B'Soch Neder, right? So what's the Gemara's answer to that question?
Kasha.
Gemara says Kasha. What does it mean? It means it's a fair point. but it's very important actually, right? It's a fair point, yeah, but not enough that it proves that I'm wrong, right? Meaning, you're right, that might be better. It would maybe make more sense to explain the Mishnah that way, or the Mishnah should have been written in that way. But the fact that it didn't doesn't, blow up Rav Huna's approach. Like, there's no way Rav Huna could be correct because of this scenario. That's not true. I don't know. You're right. It would be better. Have we ever seen Mishnayos that, you know, are not exactly, you know, lined up exactly what we want them to be? Yeah. So that this concern is a fair concern. We're not going to say, like, we have nothing to say back in the sense that, like, you're right. It's a fair point. It would have been nice if it made that distinction according to Rav Huna, but it didn't. And that doesn't mean that he's necessarily wrong. And therefore, nice try to refute him. We're not going anywhere, and we're going to try again. Basically, fine. So let's just introduce the next case before we stop. Tanan, yesh neder b'soch neder vein shua b'soch shua. Right. So there's another mission that says there's neder b'soch neder. There's no shua b'soch shua. Hechidami, what's the case? If you want to say the case is, right, that, you know, again, like basically Shmuel said, that's a, I said I'm going to nudge today, I'm going to nudge tomorrow, the kavase gabe shua shlo ochel te'enim v'chaza amar shua shlo ochel anavim. Amai lo ochel shua al shua, meaning if the case is nudge today, nudge tomorrow, then what's the, you know, mirror image when it comes to shua? Not the same shua. It would be a shua not to eat te'inim and shua not to eat anavim, right? Not to eat dates, not to eat grapes, right? So if that's true, though, amai lo chal shua al shua, then why talk about a shua not bichal itself? It's two different shuas, right? Right. So ela hechidami de lo chal shua al shua kigon damar shua shlo ochal te'inim v'chaz ramar shua shlo ochal te'inim, right? The same thing, right? It must be that what is the case of lo chal shua al shua is the case where you said the same thing twice. The kavas, okay, that's true. Then go back to Nizirus. What's the case? The kavas, Nizirus. What's the mirror image by Nizirus? Hechidami da'amar harini nazir ayom harini nazir ayom v'katani yesh neder b'soch neder. Right. So what would seem to say, right, is that the example that what it should be is that is harini nazir ayom harini nazir ayom, right, and it still works presumably, which again is a kasha on Rav Huna. Because if that's how we're viewing this, if the you know, according to Rav Huna, the case is not the same, right? One's today, one's tomorrow. Then presumably the case is, you know, of Nazir is also the same. And what would we say? We said it works. So presumably Rav Huna is wrong, and it should be like Shmuel that it really is both cases are already Nazir Yom. And the Gemara gives it, and the Gemara says Kasha le Rav Huna. Not Kasha, but yeah, it's Kasha Rav Huna. So we're going to think when we come back tomorrow, we'll figure out, we'll see where Rav Huna will respond back. Okay, yeah.